Our guest for today carries the title of Financial Fitness Director, leading teams of professionals in the financial services industry. Her background, however, is in fitness. She was a personal trainer for several years, having been certified by the highly renowned National Academy of Sports Medicine here in the United States. Today, though she no longer works as a personal trainer, she continues to be a health and fitness advocate, educating her community on healthy living as a key part of designing your life. Munira, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Frances. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be a part of your show.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm super glad to have you. I wanted to ask why, of all the things that you could have gotten into, why personal training?
Oh, what a great question. I came from a background where I was not health conscious at all, culturally or individually. But having raised four children, I had let myself go, and I was only in my 30s. And I realized one fine day that, hey, when I sit on the floor, my hips kind of hurt when I get up. So I realized that I wasn't heading in the right direction. And God bless my husband. When we were members of our local YMCA, we used to take our kids for their swim lessons. But we would kind of bypass the gym to the left and just never go in. And one fine day, my husband is like, you know what? I signed you up with a personal trainer and someone's going to give you a call. And at first, I was like, really? You think I need training? But at the same time, I knew he was right. And that was my journey, my beginning of my journey in the fitness, I guess, in the world of fitness. And I just started going one day at a time. I just did some treadmills, some elliptical. And then when my trainer and I started working out, within 2 months, I lost 15 pounds. 2 months.
That's
And that
incredible.
was just from watching what I ate, nothing drastic, and just working out about 5 days a week. I would do cardio about 30 minutes, and then I would do strength training 2 days a week with him, and that was the result. And that year, I had lost a total of 30 pounds.
I want to lose 15 pounds in 2 months. Holy smokes. And so, for those of you who are about 5 foot tall, like myself, that's a big
Yep, I'm 5 feet as well,
Oh
so yeah.
gosh. Wow. 15. I'm like, my head is still like 15 pounds, 2 months, 5 feet tall. It's a, I mean, five pounds is a big deal. Oh, is that, or how much for our international audience? How many pounds, how many kilos is that? Like 7 kilos ish,
For
right?
what?
How, 15
15?
pounds, like
Yeah, seven and a half, something
seven-ish
like that.
kilos, right?
Yeah.
Big deal. My
So
goodness.
it was that experience that I realized the value of a personal trainer. And I was a stay-at-home mom at the time, and when my youngest began school, I didn't have anything to do. And so it was my trainer who said that my journey would speak for itself, and even though it's an ongoing thing, I could be of value to those in the gym. And that is how I started thinking about it and eventually went and got my certification.
That's beautiful. Wow. And so
Thank
you've been
you.
able to help other people. Probably not, I don't know. Have you had anyone who's lost 15 pounds? Well, probably have. Much bigger people can do that.
I have, but I've also had people who have been able to reduce medications, people who've had arthritis, and they never realized that, adding just strength training a couple times a week could do that. And one woman had done that, and I had assisted her just for a month, actually. Just did 8 sessions with her, and she was like, oh my gosh, my hands feel better, and my doctor cut my medication. And those are the rewards that you can't quantify. You just,
Goosebumps. This is so such a beautiful thing.
And she told me, she said, my kids, I told my kids I wanted fitness equipment for Christmas, and they're like, who are you, and what have you done with our mom? Because, she started taking the stairs instead of the elevator, and just small things like that is what really kept me going.
And so, these are incredible stories. Just the short time that I'm getting to ask you about, I'd never heard of, and gosh, I've known you for years. I never knew. But so, I'm gonna broach the subject of Munira. I'm gosh, you were busier than I, maybe. But I struggle with going to the gym or even working out. We travel a lot. We have children. I'm starting to have to care for my mother in her old age.
Yes.
And I'm sure there's other people out there who have similar struggles. Different, absolutely, but essentially the same. Time, energy, motivation. How can we encourage those folks to kind of, you know, get into some sort of routine?
You know, we're all very, very, very busy. I feel like we live in a time where spare time is frowned upon. So we try, even when we have empty time in our day, we try to fill it with something. So I believe that fitness is kind of a non-negotiable, because it's kind of like what we say, you know, if you fail to plan for our future, then our bodies are not going to be there for us. So what we do now is going to help us, not just now, but also in our later years. And I understand, you know, motivation is a big factor that a lot of people don't feel. They're like, you know what? But as we know with motivation, it's like when you start taking those baby steps, and that's where I tell people, you know, I understand some people might start their day at 5-6 in the morning. If there is any way that you can even get a 15-minute workout before you head out, or maybe you start work at 5 in the morning, maybe you could go take a walk in the middle of your day. Walking is the easiest way to move. Our bodies are not designed to be stationary. They're designed to move. And it's when the aches and pains begin that people are like, I'm not going to work out because of that. Well, if you just go through that pain for a few days and do it in spite of the pain, you will realize that your body will be very kind to you and it will start to heal. A lot of people don't realize that it's the reason of being stationary and just a sedentary lifestyle. That's what causes all of the aches and pains and cracks and creaks that we feel as we get older.
The crunchy knees.
Yeah, you know, and popping. The thing is, our bodies are amazing and they respond really well to movement. So not only does it help our motivation, it helps our mood. It really helps clear those cobwebs that sometimes we have in our brains and we feel like we have brain fog and, you know, we don't really want to do what we need to do on the list that we've made for that day. And so it not only helps you physically, it helps you physiologically. If you have diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, things like that, it helps you there as well. And it only requires maybe 2 15-minute walks a day.
Okay.
Or if you don't have time to go out, maybe you're living in Chicago and you can't go out in the wintertime, all you need is your body. You can do squats, you can do jumping jacks. There are so many body weight exercises that I'd be happy to show you a little bit later.
We'd love to, yes.
Love that will allow your heart rate to go up. You'll burn some calories, and right away that, you know, the adrenaline that you get from working out, it affects your mood. You start looking out, you know, you want to look up that day that you have planned, and you'll actually check off a lot of those things eventually in your day, and you just feel so much fresh and accomplished just throughout the day. And then if you can wrap it up with maybe some stretches, I'm a big advocate of addressing all types of fitness that our body needs. You can't just do cardio. I know a lot of times people talk about just walking or just running. Those are great for your cardio, but our muscles need to be addressed because our muscles have a tendency to wither away, especially after a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
We lose muscle mass every single year, and we need to make sure that we don't have muscle loss as we get older, because that's what supports our frame. So we need to make sure that we maintain our muscles. And when muscle building is directly related to mental health, or I should say mental wellness.
Really?
Including things like dementia and Alzheimer's. There's a direct correlation on keeping all of these chronic diseases at bay when you do strength training. So,
wow.
And then our bodies are, you know, our muscles are like rubber bands. If you stretch them, or rather contract them during strength training, but you don't stretch them out back to their optimum state, then what happens when a rubber band becomes too tight? It just snaps. And that's when you get those muscle injuries and your knee tears and this and that. So it's important to do your cardio and your muscle training and your flexibility training so that you're mobile and agile.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I understand that you actually are no longer a personal trainer, or actively working as a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. And you moved on into financial services.
Yep.
And yet you still continue to advocate for, you know, health, fitness movements. Why is that?
Well, it's to kind of go back, because if I want to do well in whatever I transition to, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be financial services. It could be social services. It could be anything that you want to do with your life. But if you don't have your energy, you don't have that motivation, you don't have that drive that makes you want to get up and get going, fitness will do that for you. It's that tonic that we need on a daily basis. And it's like, you know, it's like one of our mentors says, right? You can't brush your teeth once a week for 2 hours and say, I'm good. You got to do it every single day, even if it's a small amount. So those incremental repetitive movements is what helps you in your financial goals. It will help you with your family. It helps you with your relationships, with your spouse, with your children. And I'll tell you that it has helped me with my kids. It has made me a better mom. It has made me a better spouse. I feel like I don't whine as much. And there's just communication. You just are generally happier. There's just so many benefits of being healthy. And specifically with what I'm doing, the financial services industry, if you look at studies, there are direct ties to having your physical body being in a healthy shape, and it translates into making more money. Isn't that crazy?
Who would have thunk?
Yeah, but it just translates to overall, all areas of your life start looking better. And then you start growing, because you start realizing, you know, I want to learn more on how to take care of myself. And it's like filling your cup. You can't fill other people's cup. As a person who is a caregiver for young kids, or maybe the elderly, like in your situation, mm-hmm. You need to fill your own cup first. Otherwise, what are you going to give out of, right? So it's just so many angles. I could go on and on.
Well, thank you. But let's transition over. We're going to get to work and show you. Munira is going to show us a couple of moves here and there that are, you know, hopefully good. Not hopefully. I know they're going to be great for people on the go with busy lives, like we all believe we have.
Right. Yeah, we always can make time, right? 15 minutes of less scrolling on our Facebook.
Absolutely. Thank you. Okay, so we're up on our feet.
Yep.
And my mind is still blown from 15 pounds, 7-ish kilos in 2 months. How do I do that?
Well, there's a saying in the fitness industry that you cannot out-train a bad diet. Mm. So a lot of people, when they used to come to me, they used to sort of assign me the task of helping them lose weight, where they're only spending maybe maximum two, if I had a 3 times a week client, 3 hours a week. The rest of the time they're on their own, what they're eating, how they're eating, how much they're eating, I have no idea about that. The only thing I could do was to somewhat guide them on that. But your abs, your fitness, your journey actually begins in your kitchen.
Okay. Right?
So it all comes down to managing how many carbs you have. I'm not a no-carb person. I know that we have carbs, but what type of carbs you eat matters, right?
Okay.
If you're eating simple carbs versus complex carbs, things that give you more satiation and some nutrition versus empty calories, like it or not, white rice.
We
eat rice all the time as well, so it was a big one to cut down. And but that's kind of what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Adding at least 5 to 7 servings of fruits and vegetables in a day, mm-hmm. and having your lean meats as opposed to very heavy meats, because our stomach takes a lot of time to digest red meats.
Okay.
So we need to have lighter meats, which are lean chicken and fish.
Okay.
And then
lamb, goat.
You can have it.
Obvious, but like lamb and goat.
They still fall under red meat, but okay. Limit them. I don't like eliminating anything if it's not actually making you sick. Mm-hmm. But if you feel like it's not agreeing with you, and then even on things like dairy and certain fruits, like
mangoes. You know, they're a little bit higher in calories. So if your weight is your goal, weight loss is your goal, then you want to limit those things that cause weight gain and add more things that are more fibrous, have a lot of cruciferous vegetables like, you know, the Brussels sprouts and the broccoli and the cauliflower and things like that, mm-hmm. those and the kale. Those are all good. They help with digestion. They help with overall feeling of fullness.
So like your Napa cabbage and bok choy also fall into that
yes,
too?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
My Southeast Asian friends.
Yes, absolutely. So, and you know how you cook them. Don't fry your foods. You know, roast your veggies. So I know that it's really hard culturally for us to give up our foods, and I'm not about that. We need to be realistic about our goals, and the way to do that is to 80% of the time do what's right by your body, and then indulge when you're out and about, weddings, parties, birthdays, and such. Celebrate, why not? That's what it was like when we dealt with it.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, it almost sounds like managing your money. It's like, okay, you save on the normal days, and then when you do go out on vacation, that's when you,
that's when you allow yourself. Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, workouts. Tell me, what would you have me do? If I came to you and said, okay, Manira, we've got the meal plan down. Okay, I'm going to do this. All the things that you talked about, I'm going to really work on getting in line with all of that. How about the physical, the exercising part? What would you have me do? I want to lose 15 pounds, 7-ish kilos in 2 months.
All right. Well, I would definitely encourage you to incorporate some level of cardio.
Okay.
Now, I'm, again, not an advocate of endless cardio.
Okay.
I know that there are people who go to the gym and they'll be like, I'm going to run for an hour and a half
for days.
Yeah, no need to do that. You don't have to kill yourself.
Okay.
Because your body will become weak, or, you know, you just get exhausted.
Okay.
There is such a thing called overtraining. When you overtrain mm-hmm. your body, you get injuries. You get issues with your bones. You don't want to overtrain. You want to keep it to a balance. And so I would teach you how to do some body weight exercises. And I'd like to share things that people can do from home or maybe when they're traveling and they have limited time.
Okay.
Because all you need is your body, really. And if you can get to a gym, or if you can maybe create, buy a few things and have at home, great. Maybe do like a few 3 to 3, 5 and 8 pound dumbbells, or even use fruit or vegetable cans.
Okay.
To start off, you know, you can use anything, and that's what's amazing about working out. You can use things that are lying around.
Out cans of corned beef.
There you go. Then maybe you can reward yourself for eating
with the corned beef.
So for cardio, anything that's going to elevate your heart rate.
Okay.
You don't want to go to a point where you can't complete a full sentence.
Okay.
Right? So if you're panting, you want to slow it down.
Okay.
Because you never want to tax your heart a point where it's unhealthy.
Okay.
Right? So you can do anything from jumping jacks. I think everybody knows what jumping jacks are. You know, just kind of, yep, there you go.
Okay.
And then you can do, you can even do squat jumps. So you will do your squat and just, you know the squat is like when you're sitting,
mm-hmm.
but your jump doesn't have to be
what
we call plyometric. You don't have to be high, they just have to be up, like little bunny hop. But remember, you got to do your squat right.
Okay, tell me how to do a proper squat.
So
I heard butt out is
butt
the
out
thing.
You remember that?
Yes.
I showed you guys last time. So mm-hmm. and the idea is that your knees mm-hmm. need to be in line with the middle of your foot,
okay,
where the middle three toes are. So you don't want to go beyond. This is too much. You're going to tax your knees, and your knees are going to give you trouble. So you're about shoulder width apart.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
You're about shoulder width apart. And mm-hmm. it's nice to just kind of rebalance, hold your hand in the middle.
Okay.
And then you want to just arch your back and pretend like you're sitting in a chair.
Okay.
Right? So if you sit in a chair, you're not going to go this way, right? You're actually going to sit your butt back. So if your feet were, your knees were against the chair,
uh-huh.
how would you sit? You would.
Uh-huh. So
yes.
I'm imagining. Okay.
So then when you do that, your leg is kind of straight, and it ends, your knee will be right about here.
When I'm looking down at my toes.
You look at me.
Mm-hmm.
And do this. And arch that back. And when you want to do a cardio move.
Oh. And then when I land, I want to go back into a squat.
Yeah. You want to go back into a squat and jump up and then go back.
I'm already feeling
it. And that's going to get your heart rate up, but it's also going to work your quads. It's also going to work your glutes, right? So it's like one of those exercises that we call compound exercises. Like, it takes care of a lot of different parts of your body. It also is taking care of your heart.
Wow. So, gosh, how many would you have me do as a
you know, a good starting point is 10 to 15.
10 to 15, okay.
Yeah, 10 to 15, but the idea is to add maybe two or three exercises.
I'm already.
You're already out of breath. Two to three exercises and go back to the first one and do the same number. So about two sets of 10 maybe.
Okay.
Right, so do one and then maybe do some push-ups, maybe do something else. So don't use the same body part in succession.
Okay.
So if you're doing legs, maybe switch to an upper body, maybe do push-ups. And maybe if you have dumbbells, you can do shoulders.
Okay.
And
so push-ups. I had to ask you. We all assume that we all know how to do push-ups, but I've seen people online posting videos doing push-ups, and like, I'm not so sure that they're getting the most out of that movement. Can you show me? Can you spot me and tell me how to do a proper push-up?
Well,
you got me on the floor.
Yep. So your shoulder, your hands are fine, the shoulder width apart, and maybe a little more, have them a little more outwards. No, not that way, just your fingers together.
Fingers together,
but yeah, that's good. Because when you want to go down, you want to be able to widen your elbows, right? So you don't want to have it like a plank style, but slightly to the outside of your shoulders.
So the goal is to go down this way, not this way.
Correct. Well, that's a different type of push-up.
Okay.
But that's a harder one. Those are triceps.
Okay. So for me coming from zero fitness.
Yes. So come on. I want to put your legs back.
Okay.
So now the idea is to have your core tight. So you can't do any kind of strength training without engaging your core. And what is your core? Your core is like from here to here. So this needs to be squeezed. And the term we use usually is called belly button to spine. So pull your belly button as if you're pulling it towards your spine.
Okay.
Pull it in and then start breathing as if you normally do, right? Now you're going to lower yourself as low as you can go and
pop back up.
Go back up, yeah. Go down, inhale, exhale on your way up. Yep.
So inhale down, exhale up.
Yep. Whew. So the way to do it is you always need to understand your breathing pattern. So if you're breathing at the most difficult part, you're breathing in, now you're adding the weight of your own breath to the move. So inhale when you're lowering, and bringing yourself is the harder part of this move, right?
I'm seeing you.
I'm sorry.
Do you want to, are you okay with being down?
Not a problem.
Okay, I'm good. So, tell us.
What was I saying?
So we were talking about breathing.
We were talking about breathing, right? So when you're breathing during an exercise, when you inhale and when you exhale matters. So you actually want to make sure that you're exhaling on the harder part of the move. So before you begin the exercise, figure out, is going down in the push-up harder or pulling your weight back up harder? So pulling yourself back is a lot harder. So you want to inhale on your way down and exhale on your way up. Down. Yes, there you go. Otherwise, your own breath is going to weigh you down.
Okay. Now, I think I know how I'm going to remember that is when I inhale, I'm sucking myself to the ground. When I exhale, I'm pushing back up.
There you go. There you go. Yep. And the idea is to do the number of reps. Now, I tell people that until you can do a straight one, just like with your legs extended the entire time, you can always do modified. Every exercise can be modified for people who are you know, if they have difficulty with their knees, if they have difficulty getting on the floor because maybe they are too heavy to do that. So you have to keep in mind about all fitness types and all levels of mobility, right? We have to make sure that people, exercise is doable. It doesn't matter where you are in your life, right? Okay. So one more thing, and since we have the camera, even this is a push-up.
Okay, against the wall.
Against the wall.
I was about to ask you, how do we modify that for somebody who can't quite do a plank?
Yeah.
Against the wall. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So that's one of the things. And then, you know, all kinds of squats are great. All you do is you go down all the way like that. Okay. And then you come back up.
Woo! No, that's not easy.
You do that 10-15 times
on the floor myself. I know that's not easy.
If you do that 10-15 times, you are gonna feel your heart break.
Let's feel this. Let's feel this. Okay, I'm gonna go. So
you start with your feet. No, your hands as close to you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. You're gonna basically walk out on your hands.
Okay.
2, 3, all the way until you end up push up position.
Okay.
And now walk yourself back up.
Walk back up.
So. And jump. It's kind of like a burpee intermittent. A lot of times people will end in a position, push-up position, do a push-up, and then come back up. Whew. So there's a lot of things you can do to modify. And a way to figure out what that is to just write modified intermittent, modified push-up, modified burpees, or something that makes it harder too. So you can make it easier or harder. And you do that a few times. If you do this for 15 minutes, you're done. You're done. So it's not about killing yourself. It's making sure you get it in regularly every day.
So last one before we finish off. Let's talk really quick about reps versus weight. Difficulty. Weight.
Yeah. So
reps.
Reps is what you begin with.
Okay.
You want to start.
So reps, by reps, I mean repetition. How many times
you do it? How many times do you do a workout? Mm-hmm. So you start by doing things for a longer time, especially if you're not adding any weight.
Okay.
So when you are doing reps, then you can do anywhere from, 12 to 15 is a good start.
Okay. Okay.
Because you will not see the benefit. And the way that I teach people is when you're doing that second set that I mentioned, the last maybe four, you want to go, that's it, I can't do it anymore. But the pushing to the end part, that's where you will see the most gain.
Okay.
So you want to just make sure that, and if it's too easy, let's say by the time you're at the eighth rep and you still have seven more to go, that means you can either up the weight or do a few more reps, because it's the last 3 to 4 that should be a bit of a challenge.
Okay.
That too in the second rep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And again, slowly build. You can't do, nobody can do 12, 15 push-ups right off the bat. Do 3, do 1, start where you're at. You don't have to start at the professional level if somebody's been doing it for 4 months. You know, just start. The idea is to just start and do 1, then do another 1. Just challenge yourself. It's called progression overload. Progressive overload. Progressive. So you start, but you want to challenge your body at every step so that it doesn't become lazy and accustomed to the weight that
and
you're
then
doing.
You're doing and not getting anything out of it.
Yeah, because you want to constantly challenge your body, just like we challenge our mind, right? So we want to challenge your body to do just that extra bit, maybe just that extra weight, just that extra rep, and that's where you'll see your body continuously get more toned. You'll see that fat loss coming off.
Okay. Do you have any parting words for any of our viewers here that are just watching today and going and just need that boost? They don't know where to start. They want to start. They're discouraged.
You know, there's a lot of first. If somebody has access to the internet, there are so many amazing articles that help you put that one foot in front of the other, right? It's not about knowing everything before you begin. It's just about getting started. Make up your mind. If your reason for becoming healthy and losing weight is strong enough, you will take that first step. As hard as it might be, just take that first step and you'll see that ultimately your body will thank you and you'll be more motivated to keep going.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Manira.
Thank you, Frances. This was fun.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Thank you for watching today's show. This is Frances Bauer. See you on the next episode of Design Your Life.
Ang buhok mabilis lumala, kaya dapat agapan. Dapat Nucelmix Advanced Syrup. May 2x zinc para ang ubo, imbis na lumala, tulungang mabilis mawala. Nucelmix Advanced Syrup.
Unilab yan. Ang 40D, tumutulong patibayan ng vital organs, iwas sakit sa puso at iba pang sakit.